This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. We're talking about the so-called sovereign citizens, and, you know, what are they? What do they actually believe? Well, the thing is, they don't all believe the same thing.
No.
So you really can't start from having a discussion.
Of course not. They're sovereign.
Right. But they're also citizens, which is a contradiction in terms. But we are talking, or we did, I did bring up this one guy, Winston Shrout. He's the most recent one to get found guilty of some sort of cockamamie scheme, and we'll get into a little bit more about exactly what he was doing. The Daily Beast has a story written last week during his trial, and it's basically, you know, like a crazy fraud scheme. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. It is with you in studio tonight, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
First to your calls and thoughts. Then, coming up, Mark, you've got a story out of a court, the Fifth Circuit, I believe.
Yep.
That, or it's going to the Fifth Circuit.
That's correct.
About not answering police questions. And I want to know more about that. I don't know anything about it, so we'll learn more about that on the way. Plus, Johnson, you'll be telling us about some tech news as well that might be relevant to some of our listeners. So let's go first, though, to Libertarian Banker, listening online to LRN.fm. Hello, Libertarian Banker.
Hey, guys. Hey. I found this story interesting about the sovereign citizen. And you had mentioned in the article that he was convicted of bank fraud or some type of bank fraud. I would imagine he's probably lied on his tax returns, and they caught him, and he submitted those to a bank for some type of financing. And that's
actually, they charged him with not filing returns from 2009 to 2014. He was also charged with 13 counts of issuing fake financial documents, which is much more serious charge. Those are felony counts, and he's facing many years per. You know, he's old. He's already in his 60s, so he's looking at death in federal prison.
He's looking at the federal retirement program.
Yeah. But go
interesting.
Ahead.
Well, and you know, Mark had mentioned IDs, and that kind of sort of spurred a thought in my mind. I have two experiences with these types of people when I worked at the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I worked in a branch, like at a retail bank.
Right.
So I one time I had this guy come in, and he was super religious, and he had this laminated piece of paper. It was like a statement that was notarized, had his picture, and it looked very official, and it was laminated and everything, and he wanted to open a bank account with this. And apparently the bank I worked for, they had dealt with him before, and he had taken it all the way up to the CEO. And, you know, he talked to me about how the Social Security number was the mark of the beast. And, you know, they talked about it all in the Revelations. I guess he was obsessed with Revelations in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And so it was a super religious thing for him. Maybe he wasn't even a sovereign citizen, but it was just weird. He had this, laminated piece of paper. It was just,
passing for an ID. He carried this around to verify his identity. Yep.
Exactly. And he couldn't get a bank account anywhere because he didn't have ID or a Social Security number. And,
right.
So he was, you know, trying to do that. And it was so. And the second one I had was much weirder. And he was probably a sovereign citizen. Now that I kind of know more about them, he came in. I was the manager at the time, and he came in and wanted to talk about a loan. So he comes to my office, and we start talking about the terms of the loan and his income. And then I start talking about collateral. So what do you have for collateral? So he pulls out his birth certificate and he puts it on my, you know, on my desk. And
this is connected to a secret bank account with $1 million in it.
So, but he tried to play it like I was in on it, and he knew it, and like he slipped this thing on the table, and like it was almost like he winked at me, you know, like, hey, you know what this is, and I'm like, what the heck is this thing?
And that's what the conspiracy theory part of this comes from, is that ultimately, if there is conspiracy afoot, somebody must be involved.
And why
wouldn't it be the bank manager?
The little bank manager making, you know, $55,000 a year. But, you know, he tells me that the paper it was printed on, you know, that it was special. It was some type of special paper that binded him to some sort of bank account or some sort of asset or something. I was like, you know, what the heck is this guy talking about? I almost wanted to refer him to my competitor down the street, you know.
That'd be hilarious.
Take it on down to Bank of America.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, these guys.
Did he go out, when you turned him down, did he leave in a huff? Like, how did that end?
No, I mean, you know, I was obviously just trying to understand his perspective because I'd never heard it before. So I was asking him questions about it because it was just kind of interesting to me. And I just
crazy people are interesting.
So you're acting like you don't know, eh?
But no, I mean, he was friendly about it. And he proceeded to tell me what he was talking about and what his beliefs were, and you know, and he ended up going out, you know, whatever. He wasn't mad. He just, I think he tried.
Okay.
Maybe he had tried this in a couple of
cases. Never hurts to try.
What was interesting, you know, both of these people were different races. And not that this matters, but a lot of people think that, you know, these sovereign citizens are just, you know, white guys sitting in their basement or whatever. But, you know, there are all kinds of people that believe different kinds of things.
Sure. So, I mean, there's all kinds of people that want to get out from under the thumb of the government, and they will glom onto any old, you know, theory that is presented to them, no matter how seemingly absurd it might be to the rest of us. I get it. I tried some of this stuff in the past.
Well, you tried it basically to see whether or not what you were being told was untrue. You were willing.
Yeah, but I tried it in court. I mean, where I got arrested for contempt of court.
You were willing to try it, whereas most of these people are just willing to talk about it.
Right. If you try this stuff, you're putting something on the line. Let's be clear. You know, you're putting your freedom on the line, depending on what theory it is that that you try to go with. And again, you might try it and it'll work. And then, of course, you'll think that, oh, well, this theory works. But then the next time you try it, it may not work because, as we pointed out, it might just be that the judge didn't want to have to deal with you. And if it was like a minor traffic ticket, then whatever, just, you know, let the guy off. Let's just get back to the normal victims.
Yes, let's get back to ringing the cash register.
Exactly. You know, they don't want trouble. Hey, thanks, Libertarian Banker. I appreciate your stories tonight.
I feel like there's a strategy here, though, Mark, that you can use to keep people away from your property, the really religious nuts, because, you know, you can always just tell them, you know, that this is where, on your farm, you know, are contained all the beasts of Mark.
I don't have a lot of problem with people coming by, knocking on the door. We did have some Jehovah's Witnesses at one point.
Really?
But I'm really the last person that you want to have.
Were they the old ladies or the teenage boys?
Old ladies. Teenage boys are usually Mormons.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm the last person you want to have that conversation with. I do not come to the scriptural battle unarmed.
Right, yeah.
Having read the...
Oh, you're a minister.
Yes, well, having read the New Testament like 7 times, I'm kind of aware of some of these verses, and you're just wasting your time. Like, what's the old saying? You don't wrestle with a pig because sooner or later you find out that you get all muddy and the pig likes it.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, it's something like that. I'll look
it up. Lie down with dog, you get dogs, you get fleas.
That's not relevant in this particular the situation. But I like these situations, and if you come to my door
with your religion,
expect trouble. You know, just ultimately expect to have your beliefs challenged, and not poorly. So there you go.
Let's go to Abel. He's on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Ann.
Hey,
Johnson's here too.
Johnson.
Hello.
Hey. Good to speak with you. I am wanting to speak about, you know, the so-called sovereign citizen. You know, I had a cop ask me that once. Are you a sovereign citizen? As I'm getting pulled over in New York for running out of fuel.
Why would he ask you that?
Well, because I had some information in the car that I think there was a bunch of stuff from Cop Block, amongst the papers and
which,
stuff.
Of course, has nothing whatsoever to do with Sovereign Citizen, but this shows the ignorance of the police, is they've heard a little bit about this. They've probably gotten a very brief, handout or something like that about what identifies a Sovereign Citizen.
The Southern Poverty Law Center did some kind of hit piece that they distributed to law enforcement some years ago.
So, hang on, Abel. We'll let you finish your story up here in moments. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And so anybody that stands on their rights, anybody that, seems to know a thing or two about the law, many cops will just jump to a conclusion. Oh, you're a sovereign citizen, are you? No. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. You can join us on the radio here. We're talking about the so-called sovereign citizens, these people who don't really have any kind of uniting belief system. But I would say if there's anything that unites them, it's that they are not happy with the current government. Some of them probably want to replace the government with a government to their liking. Others might just want to get out from underneath any kind of government. So I wouldn't say that there's any real solid philosophy behind
maybe
it.
Maybe that you can claim your own sovereignty, which I think is a true and empowering belief, right?
Yeah, so I like that idea.
What's the Hobbesian dilemma is that you trade your rights for civilization, and if that's true, then you should be able to trade them back. Like, nobody ever said, little baby Mark, do you want to trade your rights away for civilization? And, right? Like, that didn't happen. So, at some point I should be able to make the decision that, no, I don't want to do that.
Or even if it did happen, you were uninformed at the time, and now that you've learned more, you'd like to renege on that agreement.
Right, and if that's the case, then I should be able to
pay the penalty and walk.
Or the idea maybe that I have to leave civilization, but then, where does civilization end? Do I go to a U.S., do I go to a state park? Do I have to go to a federal, monument area? Do I have to leave the United States itself? If so, how is it really a choice if all the land in the world is claimed by other governments? Like, this is it's a strange sort of claim.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to say I agree with the sovereign citizens in this area. That if you have rights, you must be able to claim them back from the government.
Yeah, I like the idea of being sovereign, of being, sort of the king of your own domain, being able to have your property, have whatever rules you want on that property, and having a bunch of sovereigns, having 300 million sovereigns in this landmass known as the United States. I think that's a nice idea. But the sovereign citizen concept, the way they try to approach that, is fraught with peril.
Well, there's a lot of different things that they try, and the idea that the government has a path through which you through which you can travel, that they will give you their freedom.
Yeah, if you just hire enough gurus, sit through enough seminars, and fill out the right paperwork, you'll be free.
To me, it's absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah.
These people are writing the laws. If they're writing the laws, they write them however they wish, and if they write them however they wish, there's no loophole for you.
So let's go back to Abel Freeman with us in New Hampshire on Skype. Go ahead, Abel. You were telling us a story.
Yeah, I also did kind of reiterate my rights to the police officers at hand, and they, in the way that I did it, probably showed a little bit more knowledge of such things.
And just to recap, you were asked at a pullover in New York if you were a sovereign citizen.
Right, exactly. And I ended up spending 12 days in a pretrial lockup.
And this was just for your car running out of gas?
Well, there were other issues. For instance, I was using my right to travel. And not having a driver's license at the time.
Was the car registered?
The car was registered, absolutely. Okay. It was a RV. It was a 37.
So did they impound the car?
They took it away, and it cost me about $2,000.
Whoa! To get it back?
Well, it was they towed it.
Yeah.
Rather than just get it running and because all it needed was a boost on the battery.
Hmm.
I had already replaced the fuel. I had a 25-gallon or 5-gallon can of fuel I dumped in.
So they charged you $2,000 to tow and store that thing for 12 days?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me ask you this. If you were pulled over on the side of the road and getting some fuel, and you had gotten fuel, how is it that they were able to ask you for your driver's license? Don't they have to have probable cause that you have to, the belief that you've committed some crime to ask you for it?
the place that my car pooped out at last was sitting in the only operative toll booth the New York Thruway.
Oh, yeah.
That is inconvenient.
That's a bad place to, to get pulled over.
So, yeah, I just bad luck, and I owned it because I was trying to get to fuel, and I could have just dumped that 5 gallons in, when it started sputtering at me, and I might have been able to keep going, but I didn't do that, and I went over the ramp and was getting off of the thruway,
right.
And it was interesting that they didn't even charge me for that toll, because going from the two from the toll,
your lucky
to the,
day,
yeah. it was because it was a continuation of the same road. And for whatever reason, there's a zero toll on that one ramp to ramp.
Abel, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll free number here 855-450-FREE. Chuck is in California. Chuck, where are you
What's
calling
up, Chuck?
From tonight in California?
Wilford Heights.
Excellent. Are you listening? Go ahead.
It's east of Bakersfield.
All right. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You were talking about Shire license plates.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminded me a long time ago when Steve Jobs was still alive. He used to drive around in Silicon Valley with it. Instead of a license plate, he had a barcode on the back where the license plate went.
It's awesome. And what did the barcode translate to? Do you know?
I have no idea, it's kind of interesting because cops around here don't let you get away with anything.
Right.
And like in San Francisco, if you show up in the city without a license plate, you get a ticket.
Now, wasn't it, wasn't Steve Jobs is basically what he was doing was he's just so rich that if they impounded a car, he would just go ahead and get another one or something?
I think
like that,
as I recall it, I looked into it, and there's some law in California that, basically allows you to drive around without a license plate for the first 6 months. And so he would just buy a car.
From DMV until two or three months after you buy a car.
But he had to have a driver's license, so.
Well, most of the time people drove him around. I don't think he drove himself much.
Yeah.
That's a cool story, man. Was that all you wanted to share, or do you got more?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm one of those old guys that remembers CB radios, so.
Yeah.
So, my brother-in-law had one, and, boy, those things drove me crazy because people would yell into them and they thought they were so cool. Hey, what's your handle and all this crap.
Yeah, so, they had some people have the noise making boxes and the echo boxes. And of course, you could jack up the radio's wattage in some cases. And you could hear people from Mexico who were using illegal wattage. And it was fun. When was the last time you ever used a CB radio? What year? Do you know?
I never used one. I couldn't stand them. my brother-in-law had one, and he had one in the kitchen.
Chuck,
house.
Thanks for sharing your story, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for sharing that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about the so-called sovereign citizens. Coming up, Johnson's going to tell us about geo-blocking. I don't know what that is, but we'll find out here in a moment. Plus, Mark, you've got a story out of a court that is coming to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals regarding, what was it?
It was the situation was, shoot, I don't have it. My computer froze up and my brain isn't working. I'm sorry.
All right. I actually had it written down here somewhere. So something about answering questions or asking police questions or police asking you questions. Sorry, didn't mean to put you on the spot there. Anyway, I did want to talk a little bit more about Winston Shrout, because somebody brought up sovereign citizens tonight. And I thought, oh, I just saw this news about a guy whose name, you know, it's a memorable name, Shrout. I remember seeing his name years ago.
Spelled?
S-H-R-O-U-T. Okay. I remember seeing his name years ago when, you know, researching all these various sovereign citizen conspiracy theories. And, well, this guy just got found guilty of multiple, like 13 felony counts of basically issuing fraudulent financial documents. And the story here, kind of a brief summary of a little bit of the, what happened in court from the DailyBeast.com's Kelly Weil. With a disarming southern drawl, a whiteboard, and a YouTube channel, Winston Shrout spent years explaining the secrets of the tax system. Money hadn't been real since the United States abandoned the gold standard in 1933. That's true. That's part of the thing with these theories is a lot of times they're based in some truth. And
it depends on what you real is probably a pretty.
Yeah. Well, real, we would define it as money that was backed by something of value.
As real value?
They got rid of the gold standard and eventually pulled out any kind of backing from
the only value
dollar.
That backs the money now, this worthless paper, is violence.
Correct.
Threats.
The monopoly, the legal tender laws.
If you don't take this money, we'll break your legs.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
I don't know that it's... Okay,
that's
so,
what legal tender means, Mark. You have to accept the U.S. dollar as all debts.
Or you have a case.
Will show up and make you.
Does anyone have a case, a court case, where somebody, some business owner refused to accept
I've never looked for it, Mark. I don't know.
Best I can tell, that's not the case.
Because who's going to refuse to accept them? You can take them to the bank.
They're of value. That much is true, but if you wanted to just do business in silver or Bitcoin or whatever, I'm sure you can do it for a very long time
without
any kind of problem.
I think you're right about that.
The thing is that U.S. dollars are the standard by which all other currencies are rated, and, you know, the legal tender laws have far more to do with, you know, what you can pay your taxes in than anything else.
So, again, starting with the basis that the U.S. had abandoned the gold standard in 1933 and that debt was commercial karma, not sure what that means, the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which may or may not be legal, Shrout contended, included a secret provision allowing Americans to opt out of citizenship. For years, Shrout was an icon of the Sovereign Citizen Movement, a loosely affiliated group of Americans who claimed to be emancipated from the government. Sovereign citizens may believe local sheriffs to be the highest valid form of government, or that they can evade taxes in perpetuity by misspelling their names, or that all Americans are secretly owed $630,000, which was placed in a federal bank account upon their birth. From his popular YouTube channel, an expensive series...
Why that number?
I don't know. An expensive series of DVDs and a lecture circuit, Shrout espoused all manner of theory on how Americans could allegedly free themselves from the federal government on wild technicalities. Now he's on trial, or was, this was written in the middle of the trial, it was a three-day trial last week, in federal court for allegedly issuing more than $100 trillion in fake financial instruments.
Oh, that was going to work. That was a good plan.
Which he allegedly peddled through his seminars. In his federal trial, which began last Tuesday, Shrout pleaded not guilty to six counts of willful failure to file income tax returns.
If his plan works and you could just generate money out of thin air by filing instruments with the government, then why did he charge for his class?
Indeed. And 13 counts of fictitious obligations relating to his alleged scheme to forge and circulate imaginary currency at astronomical valuations. For the last 7 years, Shrout ran an elaborate scheme to invent fictional currencies like the, quote, international bills of exchange or the non-negotiable bills of exchange, supposedly worth trillions of dollars. And
you can't negotiate it either.
And passed them off to his sovereign citizen disciples, a federal indictment said in Oregon District Court. Shrout allegedly...
So this was brought by angry disciples.
Maybe.
Interesting.
I don't know. Or the people... Yeah. Shrout allegedly presented the made-up documents as legitimate, sending them to financial institutions. That'll also get you caught, Mark. It might have been the banks and credit card companies that he was trying to defraud as well.
Yeah.
And even hosting seminars to spread the gospel of fake money. In 2009, Mark Morini paid $936 to attend one of Shrout's three-day seminars and to buy one of Shrout's DVDs, which range in price from $65 for the Accepted for Value series Part 1 to the $120 DVD on commercial consciousness breaking the mind control. $120 for a DVD. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
How much it costs to manufacture a DVD?
It's the value of the information it contains.
In the lecture, Shrout preached the straw man theory that U.S. law only applies to a person's straw man or their name as it is registered in federal files. Now, she doesn't get into it, but we've heard people espouse this theory on the air for a long time.
This is pretty common.
And the idea
hasn't
is,
worked yet anywhere,
not
but
that
yeah.
I've seen. No, the idea is that you're not that name on your ID. That name's in all capital letters. And let me tell you, you can try telling a judge that, but you're not going to get out of the charge.
They're not going to put your driver's license in a jail cell.
Yeah.
Shroud
elaborated on the theory in a YouTube discussion with the Galactic Connection blog. The interview opened with an advertisement for the blog's implant removal process.
Oh, boy.
A service that costs...
Why is it that aliens, religion, and, like, flat Earth theory
all meld together?
Like, you know, same people. Why is that?
You should talk to some of the people that went to the recent Free Your Mind seminar in Philadelphia. Apparently it was full of these kind of people.
Yeah, well, you know what they say about an open mind, right? When it's open enough,
anything can get in there.
Falls right out of your head.
Okay. A service that costs $144 for implant removal phase one, part of a set of galactic essences specially crafted by a self-proclaimed wizard in the Melchizedek order right alongside Merlin.
Melchizedek order.
And her friend, whom she met at a UFO conference.
The wizard's a woman?
I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
I mean, wouldn't she be a sorceress or a witch or something
I'm
like that?
Melchizedek Nephilim from the Pleiades region.
The galactic essences purportedly cleanse the body of implants that were inserted for reasons unknown, either by aliens or as part of the controlling matrix.
Well, if you thought you had implants, it would be nice if somebody would sell you the service of removing them, yeah?
Sovereign citizens who subscribe to the straw man theory often deliberately misspell their legal names and attempt to distance themselves from their legal obligations. When Morini signed up for Shroud's seminar, remember he paid nearly $1,000 for this three-day seminar, he also used a fake name, enrolling as Mark T. Morrison. But Morini wasn't really a sovereign citizen. He was an undercover investigator with the Treasury Inspector General's office.
Hmm.
On Tuesday, Morini took the stand to testify against Shroud. He posed as an out-of-luck landscaper in 2009 when he first began exchanging emails with Shroud, who sold his seminars and DVDs from the legitimate-sounding Winston Shroud Solutions in Commerce. Morini claimed to be $25,000 in debt to the IRS, a situation with which Shroud was well acquainted. We're all familiar with that word, debt, Shroud said in a 2015 lecture entitled Removing Commercial Karma at a conference hosted by the group Enlightened Contact with Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Posing as a believer, Morini traveled to one of Shroud's three-day seminars in Cincinnati, and at the seminar, Shroud showed him how to use a fake treasury account to pay his tax debt. Morini testified Tuesday, according to Oregon Live. When Morini went to pay for the seminar, Shroud allegedly refused a check and instead insisted Morini send money to a company called ComEd, C-O-M-E-D, which on Tuesday Shroud denied having any connection to. There's a little bit more about this guy. He's going to prison, likely. He's got sentencing coming up on August 1st after being convicted of every count of fraud, creating these fraudulent financial instruments that he was charged with. We're coming up here in moments, and you can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. If somebody tells you that they can just have you, you know, make up some piece of paper and that's going to get rid of all of your debt, you ought to be real careful.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free. The latest sovereign citizen to go down in flames, man named Winston Shrout, who, like a lot of these gurus, would sell his ideas. And as you pointed out, Mark, if this man could just create money out of thin air or pay off debts out of thin air, then why did he have to sell the seminars? Why not just give the information away and just, you know, make unlimited amounts of funds from this scheme of his? Because it was a bunch of crap.
Right. He was sent up the river here for, what, $10 trillion in, or some trillions of dollars.
Yeah,
in,
$100 trillion.
Right. $100 trillion in sort of fake...
Fraudulent documents.
Fraudulent documents. There you go. That's a nice term.
The Shrout, according to thedailybeast.com, was notoriously evasive about money, prosecutors allege, and the investigator, Mr. Marini, his $25,000 debt, which he didn't really have. This was an undercover agent who went into one of this guy's seminars looking for help. When Shrout purportedly eliminated with a fake treasury account was peanuts compared to other fake transactions Shrout allegedly made. His indictment lists a series of fraudulent transactions made over several years, ranging from a meager $10 million international bill of exchange issued to a small construction company in Oregon to two $1 trillion international bills of exchange to a bank. The bills submitted as evidence during the Tuesday trial were stamped with a red thumbprint, a signature used in some sovereign citizen documents. Quote, Schrout produced and issued more than 300 of these fictitious financial instruments, purported to be worth in total over $100 trillion on his own behalf and for credit to third parties. Schrout, by the way, represented himself in the trial with the help of a standby public defender.
I bet that went poorly.
According to OregonLive.com, that reported on the trial. This was happening in Oregon, so they got some of the better coverage of it. In 2011... The Schrout sent by FedEx a package to a bank in Chicago called American Metro Bank. It contained 1,000 so-called international bills of exchange, each supposedly worth $1 trillion. With the mailing were instructions on...
So, this is like more than a national debt. Yeah. It's like a quadrillion...
It's insane.
...dollars, all right?
With the mailing were instructions on how the bank should process them and pledges that they would be honored by the Treasury, according to prosecutors.
What bank in their right mind would do this? I mean, if you're going to do it for, I mean, come on, trillions of dollars? If you're going to do it for $10 million and see whether or not, because the bank might honor the federal government. $10 million is nothing to the federal government, but is a such a significant amount of money to an individual that they basically don't have to think about money anymore.
During the government's opening statement, the prosecutor stood in front of two large poster boards, one that depicted one of these international bills of exchange with a decorative blue border, a fake account number, the red thumbprint over a space-marked seal, and a signature. It purported to be drawn on the U.S. Treasury as a, quote, guaranteed legal tender obligation of the corporate United States. United States, all in capital letters. The other board depicted a non-negotiable bill of exchange that Schrout sent to the Treasury, seeking to be credited $1.9 million. Finally, the bank president in this one case was expected to testify that it took considerable time for him to determine that the documents were bogus before he sent them back to Mr. Schrout. Anyway, Schrout crisscrossed the globe, giving for-profit seminars in San Antonio, Boston, all over the place, teaching hundreds of people how to do this scheme. He was paid royalties by two companies, Beverly Event and Distribution Services Incorporated, as well as ComEd for the sales of his DVDs, which are as much as $120 for one DVD, as well as other promotional materials that were sold at the seminars. And ultimately, he's going down. Let's talk to Russell in Peoria, Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Russell.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just like to make a comment about the lady, Sarah, that called in about how the free market failed or whatever, and all kind of points she was trying to make. And she
was
mentioned
this last
W.O.
night? When was
it? Last night? I was listening. I thought it was live tonight. I listened to last night's episode.
I don't know. I don't know. If you're listening now, you should be listening to tonight's show. You're listening online?
Yeah, I'm on the phone. Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
I think I typed in. Maybe I tapped in on the last. It was yesterday's episode. Maybe I don't think okay. I was on live stream. So,
well regardless, Sarah calls in quite often. So she was blaming the market for something. You say?
Yeah, she was talking to Mark. I didn't hear you. Were you on last night?
I was not. No.
Okay, that's why.
Mark, you're sitting quietly. You don't remember this?
I was on. I'm not recalling what specifically she said the market failed on, but I'm listening.
So she also mentioned Bill O'Reilly about how he now, because the free market failed because he's getting a big settlement in sexual harassment. Do you remember that part?
That sounds like Chris, the lady that was complaining that basically CEOs get golden parachutes and that sort of thing. That was a different caller.
Right.
But
I want to make it clear. I'm not a fan of Bill O'Reilly. I want to make that clear. I'm not supporting him. But a lot of these sexual harassment suits, there's no proof, and they just throw them to the person money just to get rid of them. So there's actually no proof of anything he did wrong, right?
Yeah,
I don't
think
know.
In his case, to me, it's like the preponderance of the evidence. Like, it just keeps on coming back. And
what are the allegations? I know nothing about this case.
Go ahead.
Well, he just got kicked out of Fox, so it got to that point, I guess.
No, I understand that. I'm just wondering, what are the allegations? I saw the headline that Bill O'Reilly lost his job, but that's all I know. So, like, what are the allegations against him? Do you know?
Supposedly, he's been sexual harassing people for 20 years, if you believe that or not.
Right, now, but what did they get specific? Like, did he pinch somebody's butt? Did he, you know, demand sex for a promotion? I mean, what did he do?
He slowly did all things, like drop the key and girl laughed, saying, "Hey, meet me in my hotel room," stuff like that, you know. And if that's true, why didn't she just throw away the key? Why she actually showed up at his hotel room with the key? Why did she do that? That makes no sense.
And then what happened?
Well, there's questions in the world of that stuff. But the thing is about his failure, he brought in $180 million a year in advertisement. So if he gets a little bit of that, he's not a failure. He didn't fail. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you mean as far as the taking the golden parachute? I'm interested in seeing how his podcast goes. He just launched it today. You know, the Bill O'Reilly podcast. Are people watching because he was on prime time,
or because he was on Fox, great entertainer?
Or is it because they really love Bill O'Reilly? And I don't know the answer to that.
What say you?
I say it's some of both.
He is a neocon, so, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people to follow that, you know.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, all these guys have their, you know, their fan base. And
personally, I think he's a pinhead.
F it. We'll do it live.
He's not a complete pinhead, because he does, I mean, I watched him maybe once or twice. He does say things that are true.
One of his stupid slogans. One of his catchphrases.
He does say things that are true, and that's the problem. People like him do more damage to the free market, I mean, to the idea of free market than they support, because like Rush Limbaugh, I'm not a fan of Rush Limbaugh either, but he does say things that are true once in a while.
Sure. I mean, at least Tucker Carlson, you know, supported Ron Paul. I mean,
that's the replacement, right? They replaced him with Carlson.
I don't really like Tucker Carlson that much, but he's like a libertarian light. Marginally better.
He's a libertarian light, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, Russell, thanks for bringing this story up. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Regarding, what happened? He got, Fox basically said, yeah, this guy might have done some of this stuff, so we're going to cut him loose out of his contract, and that's why he got the payment?
That's the impression. I mean, basically, this whole sexual harassment thing's piling up on Fox, and they have to do something.
Like the whole corporate culture.
Yeah, Rupert Murdoch, O'Reilly, you know, and everybody feels like they're not getting enough, so.
It's not unbelievable.
Demand it.
It seems very plausible. I mean, look, it's sort of like the kind of the radio business too. For a long time, the radio business was known as this kind of freewheeling place where people said what they wanted to say.
Well, you got hired on at J-Corp, right?
Yeah.
And in their documents,
which became Clear Channel, or they were bought by.
The employee handbook, as I understand it, I'd have to look it up to get the direct verbiage or whatever, but, you know, it was passed down to me via legend that, you know, it had only been a year since J-Corp had been eaten up by Clear Channel, that essentially there was a place in the employee handbook that basically said, look, this is a creative place, creative people sometimes make jokes of a sexual nature. You are signing away your right to have a sexual harassment suit by working here. Basically a
straight up acknowledgement of the radio business.
Right. And I've got to say that if I didn't think it was funny, I was sexually harassed relatively regularly at Clear Channel.
By whom?
But I'm not going to give names.
Male or female?
Females. I'm sure it happened with males too. I'm that kind of guy, right? Like harass all, equally harassed by all.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts, whether it's on O'Reilly or whatever's on your mind. More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. 855-450 free. Let's talk about.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.